Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Over the weekend, I went to a bat mitzvah. And if you're not familiar with what a bat mitzvah is, it's the point in the Jewish religion at age 13 where you're considered an adult, and they go through a ceremony that sort of gives you those privileges where you get up and you run a service, and it's really a beautiful tradition. And so we went to this event, which family friends of ours are put on, and they're just really an extraordinary family. And one of the things that happens at bar mitzvahs is the parents will pay tribute to the children during the ceremony. And so the father gets up and starts talking about how they decided to have this idea about having an affirmation journal. So their four family members, they all decided they were going to write down every day, you know, what they were thankful for. And they quickly realized that the daughter, who was the bat mitzvah girl, didn't need it, because she's always in that mindset. She's just a person that lives in appreciation. And he described her as his groupie. She always has his back. And at one point, as he was going through his comments, he started crying. And she literally walks over to him, puts her hand on his shoulder, and said, "You got this, Dad." And so I really thought about, who is that in my life? And I realized that I have that support from my wife, and I have it from my two daughters, and I'm just, first of all, very thankful to have it, and it's an incredible thing to have in your life. But then I also started to think about, am I that person for other people? Am I that person that provides support for other people? That's that positive influence for other people, which is one of the things I really strive to be. And I thought about it at home, with even extended family, friends, and I also thought about it at work. And so often, and I know I do this, I tend to play devil's advocate. Like, what could go wrong with a decision? You know, you're making a decision, you're trying to figure out what to do, and you know, I start to point out what could go wrong, which I think there's a need for that, right? That it's called the truth teller. Some people, there needs to be someone that stands up and says, "Hey, I'm not sure you're making the right decision, and this is why." But at the same time, if you are that person and the decision is made, which goes against what your thought process was, are you able to get on board with the decision and still be supportive? Right? That's really what it's about. It's about having that support either way, because what I know is you know, people are quick to judge. They don't agree with the decision. You know, in some cases, I hear stories about married couples where the husband will make a decision and the wife will just, you know, never let him live it down. Right? It just comes up over and over and over again. It happens at work. Somebody makes a decision that you don't agree with or that others don't agree with, and those people, or that one person will go and badmouth a decision, and every time something happens as a result of that decision, we'll sort of talk to the negative side. Why did they do it? Keep bringing up over and over again. And this concept of dwelling on something and not being supportive, right? It's just there's no place for it. You know, once the decision is made, you get on board, you move forward, and it is what it is. And the argument is being, it's about being supportive, right? That's really what we're talking about, and being that person, right? Who is the cheerleader in your life for you? That groupie that always has your back, and really, who are you, that person for someone else? And I call it the supportive truth teller. You tell them what you think, but support them in their decision. You can't make decisions for other people. They have to make those decisions themselves. You can provide input, you can provide guidance, but in the end, they should be their own people, and they should make their own decisions and deal with the repercussions of those decisions. But what is so special about, and what is so valued in personal relationships, is the support. right? It's telling them what they need to hear, but supporting their decision on the other end. And if I'm being honest with myself, I can think of a bunch of different times in my life where I wasn't that person, where the decision was made and I kept bringing up the negative side of the decision because I didn't agree with it. And it was the I told you so mentality, where I told you if you made this decision, it was going to go badly. Could I be more supportive? And I know the answer to that question. And I think you should be asking yourself the same question. Think about the people around you. Are you that person that keeps bringing up that bad decision and letting people know that they made the wrong decision? Because nobody wants to hear that. Or are you that person that's supportive, that keeps moving forward, that looks ahead? And that is somebody that's trusted, that is somebody that's valued, and that is somebody that others really want to be around. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher or Spotify. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I just want you to think about who, number one, who is your groupie? And who are you a groupie for? Maybe more important. Be supportive. Be non-judgmental. Tell them what they need to hear. You want to be a truth teller, but you also want to provide support on the other side, regardless of the decision.